The injuries from the game, Brady Pepinga will have orthoscopic surgery in the morning, and we'll have the details from that once Dr. Pat McKenzie completes the surgery. Donald Driver had a quad strain. He will probably miss some practice time this week. A.J. Hawk had a groin strain, and he should also probably miss some practice time. With that, I'll take your questions.
Did you get a chance to look in at that punt where Francois was allegedly lined up wrong?
Sure did. Had an opportunity to watch all the tape, an opportunity to watch the punt after the game.
You've used that formation a couple of times. Has anyone warned you that they thought that was too close in the past few games?
It's a new rule this year. It's something that a lot of conversation during the preseason about the formation. It's a formation that's been used against us probably on a weekly basis. We used it throughout the game. The rule states that the player cannot be within a yard of the center. The intent of the rule is for for the safety of the snapper. Really, the origin of it really started on field goals, and it was carried over to punt. So we had used that formation earlier in the game. It's an illegal formation. Why it took so long for the flag and so forth is not, I do not understand that part. It's an illegal formation, offsides, things like that. Just the whole the process of it is what's disturbing. But Robert Francois was lined up a yard from the center. That's what the film shows.
Is there even really advantage to him getting within a yard of the guy? I mean, shouldn't he just be, for caution's sake, 2 yards?
Let me ask you this, because I was asked the same question last night. What is the difference between lining up over the ball if you're the nose guard? I mean, why would I tell the nose guard to line up 6 inches away from the football just so maybe he's not offsides? I mean, 6 inches is a difference in a lot of things, particularly at the line of scrimmage. So the rule states not within a yard. So there's a reason why you have individuals lined up in certain positions. So if you want to get as close to a yard as you possibly can, I don't think that's any different as far as the teaching purpose that goes on throughout formations, defensive fronts, bump and run technique, whether the receiver's crowding the ball, whether the defensive line is crowding the ball from the other side. I mean, the rule states not within the yard.
So you baffled by the time you called that?
Baffled. I'll just say this: when pre-snap penalties are called, illegal formations are called, offsides called, usually the flag comes out immediately. The same situation occurred in our Detroit game; the flag came out immediately. Now, just the timing of it, I think, is what is sets you back a bit. But to be out, after a timeout, to be in the huddle, and then the flag to come out that late. So. I think the process is something that needs to be looked at. Yeah, I mean, if someone lines up wrong, the flag should be thrown immediately, in my opinion.
But your issue is not just with that. I mean, you do feel like your guy was lined up legally.
I think the film illustrates that, yes.
Mike, how much longer can you go with some of these punts that just are putting you in bad field goal position?
The punting was not good yesterday. I think that's obvious. Tim has been inconsistent. And my mindset for preparation for Minnesota is to keep working with Tim and get him to be more consistent. Frankly, I thought he did a good job with his inside, the 20, the punt, 2 punts going in, but the opportunity to change the field position did not happen, especially when we needed it there in overtime. So he needs to do a better job.
Mike, what's your approach to bringing Al
and
Atari back?
Well, actually, we're going to start practicing all three guys coming off of PUP, and frankly, just want to see them out there in the group drills and the team drills, and just see where they are, because they can't do any more than they've done from a rehab standpoint. So it's time to cut those guys loose. I know they're excited about it, and we're excited to get them on the practice field.
Get a sense from talking to doctors where they are, or do you just have to see them in practice?
Well, really, when you get to this point from a rehab standpoint, this is when the doctors turn them over to the coaches. There's nothing else that they feel that they can do for all three players as far as getting them ready to play. It's time for them to get in the, you know, into the football activities and find out exactly where they are.
So each one of them, I know, has different injuries than any timeline, the one they got hurt, but do you get the sense that any one of the three is ready, closer to being ready to play?
Probably, I think I'll answer that Wednesday. Really, I just want to see them out there in practice. I mean, if you talk to them, you know, especially when you're the head coach and you talk to players about injuries, they're always fine. You know, they're always playing this week and they're always good. So we got, and you appreciate that. But we'll find out about those guys Wednesday.
Mike, you could open that window of them practicing later, though. So I presume that what Doc McKenzie has told you has been all really good things about where they're at.
Yes, I mean, they're professionals. I mean, if you just watch them go through the rehab with you know, Mark Lovott and Flea, I mean, they're ready. I mean, they're ready to cross this last hurdle. So it's been all positive. Yes.
How much do you think theoretically Starks can help you in the running game, given the fact that he missed all of the senior season in Buffalo, and then he missed most of the OTAs, and then he missed all the training camp? What's the reason for that?
I think it's obvious that that's a huge question mark. I mean, Atari and Al Harris have battled, have played in games here, know our system of football. I mean, you're talking about two veterans. Starks is really, we just want to get him out and see him in pads and get him in that environment. So we really evaluate him totally differently.
Mike, when you look at your record in those games decided by 4 points or less, I mean, 1-11 with Aaron is a pretty stark number. What do you attribute that to? I mean, how do you break that down? What do you take from that instead of just the number itself? What can you take from it in terms of what you need to do better?
Well, it's become a situation. I mean, anytime you have a tendency and it's produced negative results, I mean, you have to look at. You got to look at everything. You got to look at the plays you're calling. You got to look at, you know, the execution of it, with the defenses that you're getting in those particular situations. And I have, you know, I've created a situation column on my call sheet for that. So, and we'll continue to evaluate that. And you know, I think, you know, we're a different team than we were 2 years ago. And I do think these. This year is different because, I mean, for the result is the same, and I totally understand the point of the, you know, the record and so forth. But you know, but there are positives within that. That last drive to go down and to score to put the game into overtime. You know, just in Detroit, you know, that they go down and score, and you know, at the end of that game, and then you look at the Washington game, some of the things that happened, you know, those they're correctable. I don't think it's something that we're doing wrong because, frankly, it's a situation that's been evaluated no different than third down and red zone and everything else has been evaluated on a weekly basis. So we'll just continue to work at it, and we need to do a better job. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
How much of that does Aaron have to take on his shoulders? I look back on 08, and there were games where he put you in a position to kick the game on field goals. There were times where he gave you the lead and the defense gave it back. How much of that do you think is on him? Because he's picking up these things.
Well, Aaron's going to get – it's going to either be real good or real bad. And that's just the nature of the quarterback position in the National Football League. So, and even more so, our offensive system's built around making the quarterback successful. I mean, it's a quarterback-friendly system, and anybody that has – knowledge of the history of the West Coast offense understands that, you know, the teaching philosophy and the starting point of how the offense is built from the ground up. So he's a very accountable young man, and he'll continue to work. It's not going to change the way we approach games and so forth, but it's a situation that we probably maybe have to spend time with, you know, which is obviously a concern just the way we've been practicing lately just because of, you know, other circumstances. So it's a situation we need to do a better job in.
Mike, how much trouble did Cameron Wake give you?
I'm sorry?
How much trouble did Cameron Wake give you?
Good football player.
Would you have done anything?
Well, you know, we had chips and so forth, but you have things built in, but also, you know, they have things that they can do, too, to take the back off of it and so forth. But, you know, the five sacks and just going, you know, really going back to that the penalty discussion, I don't want to take away anything from, you know, Miami's victory, because I think if you look at the way their productivity in all three phases. You know, they earned that victory yesterday. You know, as far as the, you know, the production they had on with their offense, the 26 first downs, and you know, they won a field position battle on special teams, and you generate five sacks, and they had a turnover against their offense. So they, I mean, they definitely, that's a victory that they earned. So I don't want to take anything away from that when I stand up and like I'm complaining about penalties. But as far as Wake, he's a good football player. We did some very basic things. There's a lot of carryover this week from last week, really two similar defenses. We played back-to-back. And, you know, as far as did we line a tight end up over there a bunch and chip them and so forth, no. But as far as the timing and the throws and the protections we had in the plan with Brian, I mean, I felt very comfortable the position we put him in. But, you know, our timing is not where it needs to be. And that's everything. I'm talking about the protection, the footwork of the quarterback, the route running. And when we do it, we make it look very easy. And we don't, we have moments like we did yesterday.
Mike, you started to say about the five sacks, and you didn't want to take away from the victory. Was there something with the sacks? Were they doing something as far as penalties?
Well, I think you need to look at the sacks. I mean, not all of them sacks were created by the defense. I mean, there's a couple of sacks that, from our perspective, from our evaluation, that should not occur. Whether it was the timing of the footwork of the quarterback, you know, the last sack here on third down, we just didn't pick up the TT game with the mic on a delayed blitz. We just didn't handle that very well at all. So, but you know, it's the same thing as last week. You know, you had five sacks. I mean, those are big plays in the game. I mean, it changes field position, it changes momentum. There's a lot of things come out of that, and we've done a good job up until the last 2 weeks, and there's been a little carryover and last week's game to this week, and we need to get that ready because we've got an extra defensive line in Minnesota coming in here Sunday.
What do you feel for Clay?
No, I don't. I mean, like I said, they're going to play. I mean, that's what I'm told. But it's they want to play. I mean, they're going to do whatever they can to get on the field. So, I mean, they both tested Sunday morning before Miami, and but you know they weren't ready to go. So we'll see how the week goes and. And I'll have a better feel probably Thursday, I would think.
A clue with Telcher yet, Mike?
Getting better. I would say he's still a ways away, but he's getting better, getting stronger.
Mike, when you looked at the tape, did you get any better feel for where the short circuits are on third downs? And do you have any better idea why teams are playing you so much with the two safeties back or whatever?
Well, I think the two teams that we just played are very similar defenses. I mean, that's what they believe in. And, it isn't like they came in and did a bunch of new things for us. I mean, it's two men. If you can keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket, that's a good coverage to play. But as far as, you know, starts with protection, you know, it starts with the footwork and the timing and everything with quarterback and making the right decisions and us winning the one-on-one battles. We had some one-on-one battles, especially early. The thing that's frustrating about us on third downs, the third one to fives. I mean, we hit on 2 third and 11 pluses yesterday. And, we start the game with 2 one-on-ones on the third and 1-5 area, and we don't convert those. So we need to do a better job winning the one-on-one battles, whether it's the throw, whether it's the route, whether it's the catch, you know, the separation. And it's just really football. It's technical football. Yes, so we're in the process of acquiring Anthony Smith, and I'm not supposed to say that until it's done, but I think it may be here shortly. But, you know, Anthony has a history with us. He's played in this defense, and we think he's a good fit. So it'd be great to have him back.
Are you looking at him more as special teams to fill Martin's spot?
Oh, we've lost two safeties. So, I mean, we're looking at them both at the safety position and special teams.
Have you made a decision on Finley yet? You know, what you're going to do?
That's actually where the spot will come from. Jermichael Finley will go to IR, and Anthony Smith will come on to 53.
Was there any way that was going to be able to be avoided, or were you kind of?
This is completely in the best interest of Jermichael Finley's future, so that was not avoidable.